Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi there, Shalonda Gordon here, coming to you straight from right outside of Atlanta. And today, the government shut down. It is October 1st, 2013. And I'm doing this video or this podcast just to kind of explain a different side to how this can affect things. And it's totally personal. The disclaimer is this is Shalonda's views, and I'm not telling you to take on my views. I'm not telling you to even, you know, take them as fact. You know, I don't, you know, I've done a little research. I looked on the internet and read a few things. I talked to some individuals who this is truly affecting them. Yet, honestly, as a single mom, the government shutting down is pretty much, to me, unexplainable. I grew up military, and basically my father was a soldier, and we lived outside of this country looking in, and we called America the world. So whenever people were going back to the States or from where I lived, which was in Germany, going back, whatever, we'd be like, oh, you're going back to the world, because that's what America signified. You know, it was like the center of everything, right? And economically, it was at that time too. I'm not going to tell my age, but that was a while back, the last time the government shut down in 1996. Yet now it's totally different because I'm a single mom. I'm an uninsured single mom. And let me explain that to you. I've been a contracted employee for about 11 years. Now I'm a business owner. And in order to insure myself, the price is very, very high. Now, in order to insure my children, they are well taken care of. They are insured. Yet, as an adult, a female, I'm unable to insure myself as a single mom. And it's kind of concerning that in order to have affordable health care, and in lieu of having affordable health care, the government chose to shut down and put 800,000, pretty much almost 800,000 people out of work today. No pay, no work, you're on furlough. And to me, that is, it's almost, I don't even know how to put that into words. Where is that okay? As a single mom, you know, I have a friend, and she's a single mom, and she works for the government. She is already a little behind on her mortgage and has budgeted for her next check to take care of catching herself up or taking care of the mortgage to avoid losing the home that's taking care of her and her child. You know, when you go home and you're looking at your kids and you have your house and they're at least taken care of, they have clothes, they have food, they have a roof over their head, that brings solace to a mom, right? Any mom, single or otherwise, any parent, right? So to now, out of her control, she has no control over this. She can't walk up into Congress or into the Senate and say, look at here, this is what needs to take place. Now she has no job today and no pay. And now her check will be different and it could affect her keeping her home. Or let's talk about the individuals who have the jobs at the memorials, at the national parks, all the places that are closed, the national zoos where the animals need to be cared for. They haven't even considered the animals in this situation. Who's going to take care of them while we're at home? The federal employees are at home, unable to go to work. It's amazing to me that as intelligent and fast forward, I guess you could say, that America is, and the United States of America is, that we would find ourselves in this situation. The interesting part about it is that certain individuals are still getting paid. Congress and the Senate, they're still getting their checks. They're still going to get paid. It seems like when you make a decision to shut down the government and 800,000 people are at risk of not having income, that the individuals that make that decision should also be held accountable and placed in that exact same situation. I'm just saying this, again, this is Shalonda's opinion, that maybe, just maybe, if it was affecting their pocket as well, they might have come to a compromise, an understanding a little bit sooner had it affected their own livelihood. Now, as you guys know, I am a business owner by choice. I leverage the internet in order to create an income. And it's days like today that I'm like, thank God. Thank God I noticed, found a way. Thank God I searched and researched and found what would work for me and my family. And thank God I took control of my finances. Are you in a situation right now where you don't know if you're going to be able to even go to work tomorrow? How many days are you going to be without pay? How do you fix this? Now, you have to know, with the government in the situation, other positions, other jobs and stuff, they're not hiring really quickly, right? So you can't go today and say, I'm going to go get another job and put my livelihood, my financial livelihood in the hands of yet another person, right? It's really interesting because as a single mom and knowing other single moms, and just my friend who has the federal job right now and what's going on in her mind, you know, the thing she says is, Shalonda, I should have connected with you sooner. I don't understand how I waited till it got to this point. Yet we never, like I told her, we never think that this is going to happen. I mean, well, why would it? Yet again, some individuals are still getting paid while you're running around hustling and bustling, wondering, what am I going to do? There are, out of that 800,000 people, I'm sure there are several of them that are living check to check. Several of them that are wondering, what am I going to do now? Several of them are wondering, what's going to happen in the next month? When is this going to come to a compromise? And is it really about affordable health care? Is the affordable health care really what this is about? From what I've researched, it seems that it was a conservative organization, foundation, that actually has a lot of points in this healthcare plan, right? Now, someone who's been uninsured for quite a while, I have to pay out of pocket when I go to the doctor, find myself in the emergency room because, well, I don't, but, you know, I would have to go to the emergency room in order to, if something really happened, because I don't have an actual doctor, I go to a place where I can afford to get the services I need done to me. And thank God that he is my doctor and he keeps me healthy all year long, all the time. Like, honestly, my health is great. And I give that to the fact that God is my doctor. Because of the fact he keeps me, because I'm unable to afford the high prices of health care, especially now that I'm the age I am now. And it's really unfortunate that instead of making it available for all people, everybody, to simply be able to be healthy and take care of themselves and go to the doctor. I mean, even if you consider the fact that how this will help doctors, you know, as far as keeping their practices open and seeing clients and patients and that sort of thing. How is it that we get to this point? How is that? I'm in awe right now. I'm in awe right now. I have one friend and he's a business partner and he is now off work. He's a federal employee and today he does not have a job at this moment. He's not going to work. Does not know when he'll go again. Yet one thing I know about him is he is excited because he knows he's in the right place. He's made the decision a while back to take control of his finances. He made the decision a while back to become a business owner. How many more times are you going to be in a situation where those that you've given control, yet you can't communicate with them one-on-one, you don't have access to them, you're not in their decision-making times, you're not there to put in input when they're making decisions? Because if you were, I guarantee you 800,000 people today would not be without a job right now. Now, good news is that back about when it happened before, it stated that some people got retroactive pay for the days they were off. Yet there are some who actually were working then at the same place. One lady, she was working at a national park then. She's working at a national, the same place now. And back then, she never got paid for those days back in 1996. And she's struggling. And now here we are again. what really is the end game here? Is the end game that everyone be extremely poor and be without? Is that really the end game? Or is this maybe a time for you to say, you know what? I don't care what their end game is. My end game is success. My end game is to make sure that I'm able to take care of my family and I control that. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now, because you are in the midst of a time where you actually can, yes, you can take control of your financial situation. You can start a business today. Oh, Shalonda, they're like 10,000, 5,000. No, they're not. You can get started. You can get started with your business for under $50. Under $50, you can get started with your business. Now, you're on this podcast. There's a link before it and after it that you can go to get that information. You're watching this video. You can click the link below the video to get that information. And you can start and understand. Most people are like, yeah, but everybody's doing that, la, la, la. Everybody might be trying it. I'm living it. And it's times like now when I'm living it that the reality of what's going on with the government isn't affecting me in that way. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I wasn't really kind of excited about affordable health care. Yet with God as my doctor, you know, I'm going to be okay. And my children are taken care of, and that's going to be okay. Yet, I'm still kind of excited that they can get this figured out and we can all have affordable health care for everybody, not just the upper middle class and the wealthy that can get health care, but everybody can have health care. Everyone can be well taken care of and be healthy. There are some in the lower single moms in the lower middle class. There are single moms that are in poverty that need health care to be strong so that they can take care of their children. This right here can spin into a lot, guys. Yet ultimately, the main thing is to see that even if you're not one of the 800,000, who's controlling your finances? Are you going to a job? Do you have your own business? Do you control when you work, you make money? Or is it when you work, you're exchanging time for money and someone else controls that? And if one day they say, we're not paying you today, you have to go home. You have to go home and you're stopped. You're stuck right there. Or you can begin something today. Begin something right now, right? You can click the link. You can listen to the link on the podcast. You can go there. You can start something right now that will begin to build and build and build. And if ever something like this happens, you're okay. You're okay. I'm going to stay up on this information and see what happens and transpires, because right now I find it to be extremely I'm kind of stuck. As y'all can see, usually I have all these words to say, yet right now I'm just kind of stuck. Yeah, let me tell you a few things. There are three things I want to talk to you about real quick as far as what you can do right now to change the situation. First thing is change your belief system. Your belief system is that you should believe that I can start a business. I have what it takes. If you can do a job to make somebody else rich, put money in someone else's pocket, trust me when I tell you, you can have your own business. It's really not rocket science. I have no degree. I have a high school diploma. I'm taking care of two daughters. This is my life. I'm living two daughters, stay-at-home mom, building a business on the internet, leveraging the internet so that I'm even making money when I'm sleeping at night. I'm making money when I'm doing homework with my daughter. I'm making money when I'm at soccer games, dance recitals, Taekwondo practice and Taekwondo, right? So still making money then. Now, let me give you a disclaimer. Just because I've been able to create this income, I make no guarantees for you. You have to be able to follow directions, focus, stay consistent, learn, be open to understand that if you've never made a dollar online, you might have to learn a few things. You need to be open to that, right? These are things you must know. And that all goes along with the belief. You must have that belief system and all that goes along with that, right? Number two, the internet. In order to lock arms with me, you need the internet. We are leveraging the internet just like your boss is leveraging you, just like the government was leveraging those 800,000 people that they stopped leveraging today. You will be leveraging the internet. Number three, under $50, be prepared to make a decision now. Some of you are like, whatever, I'm not doing it. And you're going to stay in the same situation where other people control your peace of mind, where other people control your finances, where other people that you have no access to control whether your family eats or not, whether your family has a roof over its head, and that's fine. You can stay there. For those of you that know it's time for a change, click the link, go to the website that are listening to this podcast. This is just the beginning. Times are changing. Times are changing. And with change comes time for a decision. Make your decision now. While you're making your decision, though, make sure you keep smiling, because that decision to click the link and get started today is going to bring many, many smiles to your life. Make it great. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.